I'm in a corner store on Fredericksburg Road, just a couple of blocks from my house. Over the years, I've been here dozens of times, but for the first time, I paused to take a good look at a display case of glass pipes next to the cash register. There's a handwritten sign that reads, "For tobacco use," but maybe not, because one of the glass pipes has the decal of a marijuana leaf on it and the number 420, which is code for smoking pot.
How much are these pipes?
The clerk says it sells for $16.99. In front of me, a guy is buying a thin glass pipe, a chore boy Brillo pad, and two lighters. This is what San Antonio Police Lieutenant Jimmy Sides says is a ready bag for smoking crack or meth.
They were called Happy Meals. It was a brown baggie and had this Brillo and a little pipe.
Sides says many convenience stores in San Antonio are now basically head shops. That's slang for a retail outlet specializing in paraphernalia used for the consumption of marijuana or even harder drugs like crack and meth.
When I went on my first inspection, I saw all this paraphernalia. I'm like, well, why can't they sell it? So I poked around and asked some questions. I was basically told, well, case law, the way the law is interpreted, it's not against the law for me to have this glass tobacco water pipe, but if I have it with marijuana, then it becomes drug paraphernalia.
And that's when a glass pipe becomes illegal. Possession of drug paraphernalia is a Class C misdemeanor, which is punishable by a fine of up to $500. However, a conviction or guilty plea for drug paraphernalia can result in a criminal record. It's listed as a drug crime. Nevertheless, drug paraphernalia is easy to find, easy to buy.
You've seen them blossoming in the local market. And a lot of your convenience stores selling glass pipes, herb grinders, even water pipes, you know, what might be colloquially called a bong.
This guy knows because he's
Daniel Mailer, the dopest lawyer in town.
Mailer calls himself the dopest lawyer because that's his specialty, defending those arrested for marijuana crimes. He says having bongs and pipes sold in street corner shops is just the way things are nowadays.
It is normal. It is accepted in society.
Free joints for everybody!
You can turn on the TV and some of the most popular TV shows in America right now, marijuana.
For example, there's a new Netflix sitcom called Disjointed, starring Kathy Bates, about a family selling pot.
Somebody's going to become the Walmart of cannabis. Why not us?
Because Walmart is evil.
You shop there.
Lieutenant Sides says despite what's happening in the mass media and what's legal in other states, this is still Texas, and pot is still illegal here.
They're making it, normalizing, making it, make the kids think, oh, it's perfectly okay.
And he says paraphernalia at the corner store gives the impression that this is accepted by the community. Sides says that's wrong, and a draft city ordinance would take drug paraphernalia out of the corner convenience stores.
If you're going to have these tobacco paraphernalia, which is what they call it, in your store, then you can allow no one under the age of 18 to be in your store.
Sides says paraphernalia would still be available at the specialty shops, but if it's at a corner store, then they could face a fine of up to $2,000. Repeat offenders could lose their liquor license. The ordinance is now being drafted by the San Antonio Police Department. It is yet to be presented to the council's Public Safety Committee. If the proposal finds support there, then it goes to the full council for a vote. Sides says he thinks this will have widespread support, but the dopest lawyer, Mailer, says the ordinance just won't work.
For the same reason that these pipes are sold in head shops every day, because there's nothing to distinguish a tobacco pipe from drug paraphernalia. It's going to be overbroad. It may be constitutionally impermissible.
Which could mean the anti-bong ordinance could face a court challenge, and that would be costly to defend. But if it passes the judicial test, similar ordinances could be adopted by other cities across Texas. David Martin Davies, Texas Public Radio News.